You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good morning, and
all right, we are ready to start a new day. Pastor Jerry Curry, can you hear me? Well, we're still looking to do that. Pastor Jerry, can you hear us this morning?
Yes, I can.
All right, let's get the volume up. Sherry, check and make sure this is coming over the air. Good morning to all of our family on WCNO. So glad you're listening this morning. We are just in the process of working with some new technology here for a few minutes, looking to bring our dear friend, Pastor Jerry Curry, Dr. Curry, has a wonderful program, Extreme Faith, right here on WCNO on a Monday through Friday basis. And Pastor, you're going to be sharing with us this morning our opening devotional and prayer over the state of Florida today, and we're so glad that you're joining us.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it, and I value WCNO and all its listeners.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Go ahead and share with us what you have.
Okay, I just want to say, you know, at the times we were living right now, so many people are so concerned and a bit concerned about what's going to happen in the future, you know, with the elections coming, the economy, inflation, the eclipse that's about to happen, wars all around us, you know, but God kind of dropped something in my spirit. And he said, when it seems as though things are falling apart, they aren't. They're actually falling into place. And so we need to be encouraged. God knows what's going on. He knows how to handle every situation. And what God cannot do does not exist. We've got to remember that. What God cannot do does not exist. And so I'm discovering peace is not the absence of trouble. We've heard this said before. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of Christ. So we need to just get closer to Jesus. You know, the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all those things will fall into place. So I just want to pray for all those people that are listening today that may have concerns about all of the stuff that's taking place in the world today. There's a lot of turbulence, a lot of turbulence out there. But I want to encourage you, keep your eyes fixed on Christ. If you keep looking at Jesus, I promise you that turbulence, your feet will stand steady on the rock of Gibraltar. You will not be moved. Oh, sure, it's going to come around you and near you, but it will not affect you if you put your complete faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So I pray this morning for the Florida coast. I pray completely for the whole of Florida, Lord, that your hand is not too short to reach into their hearts. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you touch each and every one of your children. And those that are not your children, they get led into the kingdom and become children. And so we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are touching, encouraging, strengthening people that are nervous, people that have gone through stuff, people that have might have lost a loved one and got a sickness or have no funds. You are there to lift them up and take them through. And your word continually comes back to mind. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we won't fear any evil, because your rod and staff comforts us. You are with us, you're leading us, you're guiding us, you're directing us, you're protecting us, and you're giving us opportunity to grow into the presence that you want us to be, the person you want us to be. We will not let anything deviate us and take us off the path that you have called for each and every one of us. He who has begun a good work is faithful to complete it. And so, Lord, we rest in you. We sit back and rest in you. We just love you. We thank you. You love us. And we give all of our mind, will, and emotion to you. And we surrender everything to you. And we say, not our will, Lord, but your will be done. As you continue taking me and you and all of us on this wonderful journey that you have prepared for each of us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What an exciting word this morning. I like that. We're absolutely overcomers by the blood of Jesus Christ and more than conquerors. I like that more part.
Amen. Amen.
Well, consider yourself loved and hugged this morning, brother. Thank you so much for getting up, you know, with the Roosters and coming on air and greeting all of our wonderful people. And I know our family loves your ministry and all of our listeners, and it's so great to have you with us on air this morning. Have a most blessed day, and thank you again for joining us.
Thank you so much, and God bless you and all of your valuable listeners.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Goodbye. And so welcome to Prayer and Share. We are figuring out how to get everything to sort of work this morning. Our telephones, they definitely are working for you to call us today. So yeah, that is in proper order. And we do have a few little revisions to how we make calls and connect things, but that is incidental. But David is here, and he is wide awake. Karen is here this morning, and
I am here.
Karen is here. That is good. And Sherry is here. And the Lord is with us. Amen.
Always,
best of all.
Always.
Best of all, the Lord is with us. And so wasn't that great? A great word. Great word.
I love great what word. God said to Pastor Jerry about when things seem to be falling apart, they're actually
Amen.
Falling into place.
Into place.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow, what great godly wisdom.
Yeah.
That just thrilled my spirit.
That's a great word for all of us,
yes.
And a great word for us every day. And, of course, you know, the world's going to have that shaking. The Scripture talks about it, but we're on a rock that cannot be shaken.
Absolutely.
So, amen. Things around us may be shaken. Just don't get caught up in it. You know, all of this new technology where you can put on your, you know, your head mask, and now you are able to see, enter into all of this world of the unreal. My son he'll be flying a plane, or maybe he's, fighting a bear or something, walking around the house swinging and making all kinds of noise. I'm like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah,
but
not really.
You know, the picture he's seen is totally different from reality, and that's what the enemy would love to do with all of us, is to cause us to enter into that type of sparring with an enemy that's already defeated. There's no fight. The battle has been won for us. We just need to enter into that. Well, this is a beautiful Tuesday morning. The sun is it is awakening. We can see that outside. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it is right now 7:07. And we want to greet all of you who are a part of our wonderful family and remind you that this is Prayer and Share. This is the time we come to you with a combination of programs and music and testimonies and times of prayer where we pray for your needs and celebrate the praise reports that you bring to us. And along with all of that, we are raising the budget for the next 6 months. And you are a critical part of that. If you have not yet mailed in your response, you can certainly call us this morning. But please, please keep WCNO in your prayers this morning. Pray for us as a team, as we have very long hours here. And pray that this week and next week, this week of Passion, as we look toward the wonderful gift of God in giving his son, and we stay focused on the victory. When the battle is the Lord's, the victory is ours, and the tomb is empty, and we celebrate that this morning. So as we move through this week and we take your phone calls, stand with us in faith, stand with us in prayer, agree with us that God is our provider, and we agree with you that God is your provider. And whatever gift God is directing you to give, let us know. Call us, tell us, call in this morning. The phone lines are going to be open. In fact, they're open right now. Karen's going to give us those phone numbers, and I'm going to bring you up to date. And we're going to see if we can't get Joyce Meyer at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to try to work some programs in this morning, but we do need to hear from all of our family, so get ready to make that call.
Yes, and you can reach us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
You can, of course, also go online to WCNO.com, WCNO.com. You can also give by texting a donation this morning. You can text to WCNO at Text WCNO at 24367. There we go. We'll get that right.
24365.
24365. Thank you, David. Keep me posted. I'll try not to give my home cell number. Okay. I am waking up out of the fog of travel yesterday.
I understand,
and,
man.
I got up this morning and sort of felt like a new creation. And so that's a great thing to have had a little bit of sleep. It's wonderful. But 24365. Text WCNO to 24365. And you can go to WCNO.com. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. All right, a quick note on where we are. Our six-month budget is $225,000. That is what we are to raise to cover the operational expenses here at WCNO. And so when everyone works together, this will definitely be attainable. And so we are looking for you to call us. Let us know what the Lord's put in your heart. If you have already mailed out your response card, that'll be a blessing. We'll get that when that comes in, but you can still call us and let us know, and just you can say, I've mailed it, this is what we're doing. Or if you'd like to make a pledge this morning, you can do that as well. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And if you can just take that moment this morning and make that phone call, let's not wait till next week. We're only going to be here this week, Monday through Thursday, and so we're trusting God that today is going to be a great day of progress for you as well as for us. So we have a $225,000 goal. Yesterday we finished the day out with already received through phone calls and donations yesterday $8,130. So we are off and running, and God, our helper, is going to carry us along and carry us through. So give us a call, 772-221-1100. We have one caller online. We have other lines that are open. Give us a call with your donation this morning. And may the Lord bless you as you continue to go with us through the day today. There's going to be a lot of great praising going on here. And we're going to start with a song that we have been sort of looking at. And it's a great song. And it just really calls our hearts to come and worship and praise God. Psalm 23. You